is it Tuesday? Edition of the program here. And since it is a Tuesday, we do have Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson with us. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing well, sir.
Hey, it's good to have you on here. So I know we're just, can you believe we're into August?
I know.
Already?
It feels good and hot, so it must be August.
I guess. So boy, oh boy, some good stuff going on. So everyone hopefully staying cool out there, and we're doing our best.
That's right. So, and if you need a place to stay cool in these extreme temperatures right now, just remember that the Civic Center and the Independence Public Library are both places that people can go to during regular operational hours and get some relief from the heat.
So that's a good reminder. Absolutely. So what do we have here coming up?
Lots of things are happening. So I'm just going to kind of start in order for today. So Tuesday, we have some new days and some new hours at our sanitation yard. And I've been mentioning this the last few weeks, but we are trying to teach old dogs new tricks. You know, we get those certain days in our mind and we get used to our habits and our schedules. And the city has changed the schedule for the better. It's supposed to be easier for us to be able to remember. And I wholeheartedly support this. So drop off your recyclables now every Thursday at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1. And the first Saturday of the month, so that'll be this Saturday, from 8 to 12. And you can also drop off your debris, appliances, furniture, bulky items every Thursday and Friday from 8 to noon. And then the brush yard is open every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to noon. So that's a great place to get rid of all of your sticks and twigs and brush and things like that. So we want to make sure that everybody is aware of that. And if you have something that you need the city to pick up, you can go on the city's website, and there's a tab there where you can request a city pickup. If you have some items that will not fit in the back of your car or in your trunk and you need to get rid of them, you can take them to the curb and you can make a request to have those picked up. And then also, if you're driving around town and you see something that looks like it's been sitting out for a while, maybe a request for pickup hasn't been made because that particular resident doesn't know that that option is even available. We as citizens can go on and make a request for pickup when we see things out in the community in an effort to keep Independence beautiful and picked up and prideful. So we all have to do our part. Mid-Continent Band, we were talking about things that are places that are hot. There is not a place hotter than the Hilly Band Shell on a Tuesday night during extreme heat, because it's deep. You know, it's down low where there is no there is no movement of air down there, and so to keep all of the instrumentalists safe, they have moved the Mid-Continent Band performances to the William Inge Theater. I think probably now for about the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And so it's enjoyable. Enjoyable for the band and for those of us who listen to the band. So tonight they will be at the William Inge Theater again. And then next week will be their last performance. August the 8th is the last time that Mid-Continent Band will play for the season. So you have two more Tuesdays to enjoy their music. And then Brandon Hallberg is the new instrumental director at Independence Community College, and he's going to be the conductor tonight. And when you're the conductor, you get to pick the music or the theme. And he has picked A Night at the Movies, so they're going to be playing music from Star Wars, from Star Trek, from Disney, and the Titanic. So be lots of music that's very familiar to all of us. So
yeah, excellent.
That'll be good performance tonight. Always fun things happening at the brewery. So another cool, another cool place to hang out during the hot days. So musical bingo is always Wednesday, trivia nights Thursday, and then they always have beer yoga on the first Saturday. So I want to mention that. That's this Saturday, believe it or not. So if you're into beer yoga, you want to hang out and do that Saturday morning. It's at 10:45, so put that on your calendar. And then also I might just give a shout out to the brewery. They have a new beer that they are launching. It's called Indie Light. It's a light beer. And I actually, James, I haven't told you this, but I invited Robert Box, who is part owner of the brewery, to come in studio with me in a couple weeks and to just visit about the importance of a brewery. You know, it's the only one we have in the county, and what the brewery is doing, and as far as their distribution of their products, and really kind of just I think kind of a business story. So it should be interesting to hear what he has to tell us about his business. But he's also, did you know that he's a firefighter for Coffeeville?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be wonderful.
So he is, yes.
Well, and good to inspire others, too, to follow their, you know, maybe dream of having
your
a business
passion.
Or
yes.
Something. You know?
Yes, that entrepreneurial spirit. So he and his wife, Jessica, with their young son, live in Coffeeville, and he works for the fire department. Jessica works here as well. And then they opened up their business in Independence. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it goes to show, you know, yeah, it's just something that you follow your passion and you never know where it'll lead you.
That's right. That's right. Then they have a lot of fun, innovative things happening. So I thought, you know, I always try to tell everyone's story for them, but I thought I'm just going to invite him to come in and you can ask him some questions.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. So things are happening at Uncle Jack's and at Turbo's. Of course, they all have live music and karaoke, and King's Bar and Game Room is open. They're always playing. Cornhole down there, and they've got lots of things happening as well as live music. So be sure and like all of these Bar and Grills Facebook pages, because not only do they list all of their live music that they're having, their activities that they're having, but their great menu items as well. So mark that on your calendar for something fun to do, and you don't want to fire up your oven at your house and heat up your own home. Just leave and go to a restaurant and let them take care of it for you. So we have All Wheels Night coming up. So 2 in August. We had a cancellation in July because of weather. So they have moved that one to August. So August the 4th, which is this week, Friday, and then August the 11th are the last two All Wheels Nights and Cruisin' Indy in Independence. And Tracy and the Time Travelers will provide live music this Friday night. And then Caddy Wampus will be playing on the 11th. And that will be Kids' Night. Excuse me. And they have lots of fun things planned for Kids' Night. So it's they're going to have a Touch a Truck event plugged into the one on the 11th. So there's going to be trucks like Evergy and Mega Construction and the emergency vehicles. The IHS activity bus will be there. Woods Lumber will have some vehicles there. Possibly Independence Ready Mix, Kubota. So lots of fun trucks for the kids to climb on and check out. We'll be downtown. We'll have some face painting, some other fun activities that Main Street has planned. So mark your calendar for this Friday night, 6:30 to 8:30 with Tracy and the Time Travelers. And then the last one will be Friday night, the 11th, which will, as I mentioned before, be Kids' Night. And same time, 6:30 to 8:30.
Excellent. It could be a good time.
Also this weekend is OK Kids Day out at Elk City State Park. So it's from 10 to 2, and it's free park entrance. So typically, for a day pass, it's $5 to get into the state park, or I believe it's $15 or $20 a year. But there's free entrance into the park. They're going to have paddle boarding, inflatables, rock painting, water balloons. The Independence Rural Fire Department will be there. There's going to be popcorn and snow cones. And then the Montgomery County Health Department is also going to be there passing out bike helmets and life jackets for kids. So if you need a bike helmet for a kiddo or a life jacket for water safety, be sure and get out there and probably first come, first served. And again, that is this weekend on the 5th. So Saturday morning from 10 until 2 in the afternoon at Elk City State Park. Kind of on the business side, I wanted to mention that Bartlett, you know, who's doing the big soybean plant, is having a hiring event, and it's labeled as on-the-spot interviews. So this Friday and Saturday, they have open interviews. So Friday sessions will be 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. Saturday sessions will be 8 a.m. to and then another one at noon. And it's at the Cherryville Community Center at 712 South Liberty. So if you want to learn more about that, go to bartlettco.com/cherryvale. And they're going to be doing lots of hiring for that. So that's pretty exciting. Have you driven by that?
It's huge. Well, my neighbors are building it. So I get to hear, you know, what they're doing and, you know, pipe fitters and getting all they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff, you know, big cranes. It's heavy, heavy construction.
That's right. So you're surrounded by all of the construction crew that are coming in.
Yeah.
Yes. So a huge development that's happening in the area. It's going to have a major impact on the economy. And we completely and wholeheartedly welcome Bartlett into the county. And again, if you are listening or you know somebody who needs a job, then again, go to the Cherryvale Community Center this Friday and Saturday and be able to do those on-site interviews.
That's great.
Let's see what else we got going on. First Friday, so that's this week, and we've got lots of great speakers lined up. Independence Community College is going to be our business sponsor, so we're excited to hear from Dr. Bowie, and he will be telling us all the latest and greatest at the college. But our speakers that we have lined up kind of all have a connection to the youth of the community. So we're going to have Gary Hogsett, who is a member of the Optimist Club and is the owner of Dickie's, which is the location of the Optimist Club pancake feed that will be coming up in September. And it's a fundraiser, and all the money that Optimist Club raises throughout the year gets pushed right back into the community to support the youth of Independence. And we're bringing in Chris Cakes, and they're the ones who do the have you ever seen Chris
Cakes? Yeah. You got to catch them.
Yeah, you do. So you hold your plate, and they flip the pancakes into the air, and you have to run around and try to catch them, or they land on the floor.
Half the entertainment.
I know. So Chris Cakes is coming in from Wichita, and we're excited to have them be a part of breakfast entertainment that morning. So we'll be talking about that some more as it gets closer, but Gary's going to kind of launch the information around that. Kurt Seiler is the principal at the high school, and he's going to launch a program as well. And it's the Hall of Fame. So it's a new program that the high school has, and we have had a tremendous amount of successful people graduate from Independence High School, and now it's time to recognize them and honor them. And so they're starting up a Hall of Fame program. So you want to listen up and learn more about that. And then we have Keith Donerson and Melissa Anderson, who are connected to Independence Community College. Keith Donerson is the new head coach for the Pirates football, and so he'll be telling us all about what we can expect for football season. And Melissa Anderson is the new athletic director, so they will be sharing their time talking about athletics. And then Noelle O'Kane and Dustin Woodward are new principals at our elementary schools. So Noelle has been at in the district now for, this is her second year as principal at Jefferson, and Dustin Woodward is actually new to the community, and he's the new principal at Eisenhower. So we're excited to hear from both of them and things that they have planned for our elementary kids. So be sure and come to First Friday. It's 7:30 in the morning at the Civic Center, completely free. Everybody is welcome. We set up for about 100, and we usually have between 85 and 95 people. So there's plenty of room. So get up early and come hear what's happening in the community. Friday morning, right before lunch, we're actually going to do a ribbon cutting and welcome back Jim Hayward Fine Art to the Chamber of Commerce. So Jim Hayward used to have an art gallery in downtown Independence, and now he has moved his art gallery and reopened it inside Annie Mae's their storefront. So inside that building, you have Annie Mae's, and you have Pack and Ship, and you have Annie Mae's Gifts and Goodies. And now there is an art gallery in there, and he has opened up. He's doing painting on site, so you can walk by and watch him paint. And then there's lots of great lighting that's new that they've installed. It's so cool. So we're doing a ribbon cutting at 11:30. So join us. And then, hey, you don't even have to worry about lunch. You can just hang out at Annie Mae's, get in line and order what you want and enjoy your lunch there.
Awesome.
Leadership Independence is launching their application process this afternoon. Our application will go live on our website. And Leadership Independence is very similar to Leadership Coffeeville. They are leadership programs that not only do a community overview, but they have leadership capacities and skill training built into them. And we take an independence in our program, the first 20 that apply. So you'll need to make sure that you get your application and get it filled out quickly and get it turned in. Tuition is $350, and you'll need to get those applications turned in by Monday, August the 14th. And with your $350, you get 8 days of training over 8 months from September until April. And it's full days of wonderful and interesting and beneficial leadership training and community information. So we encourage everybody to give some thoughtful consideration to participating in that. Again, you can go onto our website at indkschamber.org. You'll find a fillable form there. We will be emailing it out to all of our chamber members. And if you have questions about that, you can give us a call at the chamber. We'll help you out with that.
Excellent.
I want to make sure everybody knows that the swimming pool is going to be closing August the 13th. That's going to be your last day to get in for the season. So if you're looking for something cool to do, your days are numbered. August the 13th is a Sunday, and that's the last day that you'll be able to enjoy some swimming. And the reason why is because all of those wonderful lifeguards are going back to school. So they're either going back to high school or they're going back to college. So the pool will be closing for the season. Excuse me. Let's see. What else we got going on? Indy goes back to school. Let's talk about that. That's going to be next Thursday, August the 10th at Riverside Park Oval from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening. They'll have bulldog bags for dinner, hot dogs, chips, cookie, bottled water, plus watermelon. There's going to be lots of informational booths, some face painting games and prizes, performances by the IHS band, cheer and dance team. And if you have a student who is entering kindergarten through fifth grade, you can register now online for Spirit Camp. And that is with the IHS cheer and dance teams. They're going to practice in the morning at the IHS gymnasium from about 8 to noon. And then they will perform at 5:30 at Riverside Park during the Independence Goes Back to School. So you can go on their Facebook page and you'll see a link to get registered. It's $40. And if you register before the 5th, you're guaranteed to get a t-shirt for the performance. So that'll be fun. The dance clinic. Always lots of girls and boys that enjoy participating in that. They can see themselves being future Yale leaders and cheerleaders and on the dance team. So that's fun. But Indy goes back to school again is Thursday, August the 10th. So put that on your calendar of things to not miss out on. And then we have a ribbon cutting coming up. So Steve Reed, who is a master at all things guitars. He teaches the guitar making class at the Fab Lab that's open for registration right now. And now he has his own storefront. It's called Mr. Reed's Workshop. And we're having a ribbon cutting for him. It's coming. His location is 117 West Main. And the ribbon cutting will be Friday, August the 18th at 5 o'clock. You'll be able to check out his shop that not only includes a great selection of instruments and gear, but he also has a big screen in the front of his store, and it has all of the information about local concerts that are happening. So he's promoting all of the local bands and musical events that are going on. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, August the 23rd, for Main Street's Cash Mob in downtown Independence. Everybody meets at Community National Bank's parking lot this at noon, and then we gather there, and then we all walk to the business that Main Street has selected to mob during that time, and everybody's just encouraged to bring $10 and support a local business downtown. Glow Golf will be Friday, August the 25th. From 9 to midnight out at the park. So mark your calendar for that one. Movie night is going to be Saturday, August the 26th. We're moving it back downtown So the last time we were downtown was right before COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we're moving it back downtown, and it's going to be in the parking lot of Community National Bank and Trust, which is at 121 North Penn Avenue. And our first two sponsors of the season are the Berean Christian Mission Center and the Hub Church. We're going to be showing the newest Minions movie.
Okay, I was going to ask. Yes. I know you've been working on it.
The newest Minions movie. And then we will be also having Minions will be down there for photo ops.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes.
Kids like that.
Yes. There will be popsicles, and the movie is donating movie popcorn. We'll be having face painting. I'm sure that the fire department is going to be down there probably doing something cool with water, like fire hose bowling and some fun things like that. And then we've got some other activities that are planned as well. So there's two movie nights that we do in downtown, August the 26th and then September the 30th. And those are always the last Saturdays of the month. And again, the movie will be the newest Minions movie, and then I haven't picked the one for September. So okay. If you have any opinions about that, you can let me know. And then lastly, you want to save the date for the 16th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale and Citywide Rummage Sales in Independence. It'll be Friday, September the 8th, and Saturday, September 9th. Coffeeville participates in that as well. Lots of people are in town buying up all of our trash and turning them into treasures,
right,
as the saying
it
goes.
It brings a lot of
that,
people into
it
town.
Does.
You know, people from like states away come for this.
That's right. They do. They travel in, they stay at one hotel and then travel up and the 100 miles, and many of them, I've said this before, but many of them are known to fly in and rent trucks and trailers and load them up and then head on home. So they get a one-way ticket and then they drive it back to wherever they came from. So we have lots of people in our hotels during that time. So we will be having free permits available. I'll give you some more information about that later. I would say that probably next week we'll have those ready, because you need to get them turned in by Monday, August the 28th, so we can get them, get you listed on the map, which takes a lot of time and effort to put together. So, but we have Ann Miller with the county who helps us do that. She's incredible.
Yeah, GIS.
She is the lady. And but we have to provide her with the information. So we've got to get it. And we need to get it early, because we have that holiday too, and that cuts into the time that following week. So I will keep reminding everybody about that cutoff time so we get those in. So that's pretty much it.
Fantastic. Well, lots going on. I know it's always a little bittersweet when summer's wrapping up, but once we get to school and all the sports get started, it's just going to be a whole another level of fun. It's going to be good stuff.
I know. I love fall.
So, yep, where it's on. Well, you're in a good city for it.
That's right.
That's right. We're going to be talking about you know what coming up.
That's
here,
right.
A little bit.
Okay.
So, a little Halloweenish. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much, Lisa, for coming in, and we appreciate it, and look forward to talking again here next week.
Thank you. I'll be here.
All right. Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be back with Open Line here in mere moments on KGGF.